الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفس وما سواها فألهمها أجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله مولانا. These are the central and the main ayats of the surah وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. Ulama have written that Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken the most amount of qasams, oath, or in this surah yet. To explain this subject, the ayats which I have recited. Why does Allah have to take a qasam and oath? Allah is the truthful. But to convince us, and we can imagine up to 15 qasams Allah is so great, He has taken so that we can understand the subject matter which is being discussed here. And then, this qasams also which Allah has taken, He only takes of His great, great creations. And here in a very, very dramatic way, Allah has taken these qasams. Of the sun and the moon, of the day and the night, of the heavens and the earth, all opposite things, Allah has taken. And the main reason for this is, and the main subject of this ayah, of the surah is, that we must have a balance in life. So all these things, if they are balanced, if there is only day, no night, man will get destroyed. If there was no day, if there was no sun, no only moon, only sun, man would not have lived properly. The balance of it has to be there also all the time. And then the same way, the earth and the heavens, if there wasn't both things, if there was only earth and there was not the skies, man would have been destroyed. Or only the skies, where would man have been living? Then Allah brings this whole thing down, وَنَفْسِهُ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Yeah, Allah didn't compare it with something else. On its own, this nafs, this body of ours. And Allah says that how balanced Allah has made the body. So in other words, one great lesson we learn, and there is a very important thing we should take note of, if we stay a balanced life, then the whole system of the world will be balanced. And it will carry on and on. It comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif, when there won't be this amount of balance also, that one day isn't a single person to say Allah, the whole system of the world will come to an end. So this balance, if we have a proper deen in life, and we see to our dunya necessities also, this we will also live a balanced life, and the whole world will be in balance as well. We will have barakat from the skies, rains, etc. Barakat from the ground, what food and how much it will grow. Barakat in our day, barakat in our night. Barakat in everything if we come right and we live a balanced life. So this is one thing that we have to understand. And this life of ours, this nafs of ours, this body, it is in existence because of the ruh, the soul. If a person, for example, becomes very ill, he's in hospital, he's in a coma, they have put so many machines on him, all life-supporting machines, etc., ventilators, the nurses are attending to him every minute, they're checking up, doctors are coming and going and seeing what is his condition. This is as long as the ruh is in the body. As soon as the ruh goes out, now they will unplug all the machines. Now the nurses won't attend to him, doctors won't come. They will just come and see the report, they'll write a death certificate. Now all that ICU service, intensive care, all that will be taken away to the mortuary. Now they won't say Mr. So-and-so, they the body of so-and-so. Iska janaza, iski lash ab le jao. Ab ye, wo Mr. Fulana nahi rehta. Ab to fula ki raha lash hai. So the important thing is not the body also, is the ruh. If we all can understand this, we who are sitting here, we came here, it's not with the body we see, outwardly we see it's the body, but the thing that brought us is the ruh. If the ruh was not here, we shouldn't be able to wink an eye, we shouldn't be able to take one step, nothing. And if we can understand that the ruh is the most important, But see in our lives, here in Windhoek, in Namibia, the whole world, for the body, how much of work is being done. For example, all the shops that we got in the marketplace, in the malls, they are for shoes, they are for clothing. Then you get motor cars, garages, repairs to motor cars. Then you'll get a building constructors, you'll get steel works, everything you'll get. All that is for the comfort of the body. To have nice houses, to have nice cars, to have food. Everything for the comfort of the body. If we can understand that, and then we let us realize that this body is not the real thing. The real thing is the ruh. The minute the ruh, if a baby is born, and it is born body and ruh, everything is done for that baby. Hey, the family people will come, they will express happiness, aqiqah will be made, food will be cooked, everyone will be happy. But if that baby was born without a ruh, now it is completely opposite. Now everyone is sad, faces are down, the janazah preparations have been made now to go and bury the body. So the ruh is the important thing if we can understand this. If we have understood that, then please think about, see here in Windhoek itself, Namibia, the whole world, so much of everything that is happening is for the ruh, for the body. Is there one shop? Is there one hospital? Is there one clinic? Is there one doctor for the ruh? Have we got anybody in Windhoek to see to the ruh? As the body also needs comfort. The body also has got its needs. It gets sick also. You need doctors, you need everything for this body. You need educators, you need universities, you need schools, and everything is there for the body. Wallah, more important than the body is the ruh. But is there one hospital for the ruh? Is there one doctor for the ruh? We have ulama, mashallah, we have madrasas. But that is also not serving the needs of the illnesses of the ruh. Like you have universities where doctors are made, medical schools, you have doctors. But if they are only producing doctors, and they are not opening surgeries, they are not opening clinics, there are no hospitals. A hospital is something else, and a medical college is something else. You'll become a doctor in a medical college, but if you don't practice. So the same thing, if there are madrasas, where our children are only learning ABC, the basics, and you don't have one Darul Uloom also, where the doctors have been prepared. And the doctors, if they are prepared also, but they haven't got a surgery where they are operating from. There isn't a spiritual hospital where they are operating from. So the spiritual illnesses, we can imagine if they are not being treated. Also, take this from another point of view. If you buy a brand new motor car, Rolls Royce, whatever, brand new motor car, and you say, I'm set for life, now I don't have to do anything. You don't fill petrol, you don't do service, you don't see to water in the radiator, you don't see to your tire pressure. That brand new motor car, in a little while, it will become completely useless. You build a brand new house, everything you did, the top, your furnishing, your tiling, everything. And one day you don't clean the house, what will happen to that house? You got the garden that won the prize in the whole of Windhoek, the best garden you could get in Windhoek. But one day you don't maintain that garden, what will that garden become? So the ruh, our body, if we don't maintain it for one day, we don't wash and we don't clean ourselves. We don't clean our mouth, we don't wash our face, we don't eat. What will happen? We don't sleep, which are all the necessities of this body. What will this person will become like? Worse than a hobo and a vagabond, what will he become like? So we may ask ourselves, for our ruh, what are we doing? And the food of the ruh is spiritual food, is the dhikr of Allah, la ilaha illallah. That gives the ruh alive. It is our salawat, our five times namaz that we perform, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah that we do, and all the good deeds will make the ruh strong. And all the bad deeds are like poison. If a person is eating good vitamin foods also, very health conscious, and he's very particular about his diet, what he eats, but he eats poison also a little bit. What will happen to such a person? So the rule, if we are taking all the good food, we are reading kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that we are doing. We are making five times salat also, but we are looking at porn also. We are looking at other women. We got affairs with other women, illegal affairs. All those things, that is like poison that will destroy all these things here. So the truth, the combination, the balance, and also this balance, if a person only does for deen, he doesn't eat also, he's just not even keeping roza, he's just staying hungry, only making ibadah, he also won't be a right person. Only whole day and night namaz, tilawah, zikr, dua, and he doesn't see to his body, he doesn't sleep also, he doesn't eat also, he doesn't get married, he doesn't earn money, then that. So earn also, Islam is the most balanced religion in the world, that you are told to get married also, you are told to earn also, and if you are earning, you do it in the right way. Islam is that religion that has taught us that at-tajiru sadoq ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. A businessman who does his business correctly according to the laws of Sharia, then that businessman will be with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada, with the Saziheen. A person who gets married, Islam is told, An-Nikah, Nisful Iman, is half of your Iman. So Islam has allowed all these things also, but the balance. If we are only doing our dunya, and if we make five times namaz a day, that is true, it will take about 2.5 hours. And 21.5 hours we are spending in dunya, there isn't a balance. Though we are doing our faraiz, the basics, but there isn't a balance there. If we make niyat that when we do our business, 8 hours business we are doing, 10 hours business we are working, but our niyat is the command of Allah and fulfilling. And we do our business properly, we treat people correctly. Now to 2.5 hours you added another 10 hours, 12.5 hours. And Islam again is that beautiful religion. You'll be doing business 8-10 hours just because your niyat is correct. All that will be also counted in ibadah. So what if 8 hours you sleep, and you make your niyat that my body needs rest, it's Allah's command. And it has to be serviced, the body. You can't just carry on. You take your rest and you sleep according to sunnah. It becomes a very great ibadah. So much so, you might be surprised to hear the explanation, but we all are doing it. If you go to toilet and you go according to the sunnah way, going to the toilet is a dirty work. It's not a clean work. But you go according to sunnah. You read your du'as, your head is covered, your body is covered nicely, you could go according to sunnah. When you come out of the toilet, you read your du'as again, that dirty work becomes a great ibadah also. So in this way, our whole dunya can be done also, and our whole deen can be done also. So this is what Allah tabaraka ta'ala is referring to in these ayat. Allah ta'ala says, وَنَفْسِيُ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. After taking qasam of that 6 things in pairs, and in them there are many more qasams also, then Allah takes the qasam of this body. That then Allah has made this body and balanced it. Now just a little look at how balanced Allah has made our body, which perhaps we don't think about and we are not thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Allah made us outwardly also balanced. The 2 eyes, Allah put them so nicely on their places. If it is little bit imbalanced, if one eye is, sometimes some people, it's half closed or fully closed also. You see, it doesn't look nice. But when the 2 eyes, the sizes are the same, the color is the same also. If one eye was like the eye of a needle, and the other eye was like like a bowl here, how should we look? The 2 ears, Allah has made them balanced also. If one ear was like a pumpkin, and the other ear was like the ear of an elephant, a big fan, how should we look? The lips, Allah made them balanced, the whole body. Our legs, if one leg was 1 meter, more or less all of us are, one leg is about 1 meter. If the other leg was 1 foot 12 inches, one little, one so high and one so low, how should we walk, hopping and walking? How should we have been? Allah made this body very balanced. That is outwardly. Inwardly, Allah made us very balanced also. Everyone has to have sugar also. If your sugar goes below its level, then you're also not in balance. If it goes too high, you're also out of balance. You got problems, you are diabetic. Or you got too low your sugar, you'll fall down unconscious, you'll faint because you haven't got enough sugar in your body. We need our blood pressure also. If it is too low, then also a person passes out. Blood pressure went too low. And if it's too high, you are fatal for a stroke. You are fatal for a heart attack if your blood pressure continuously so high also. So it has to be balanced also. You need cholesterol also, not zero cholesterol. You can't live. But it must be within the range also. If it's too high, it's a problem. If it's too less, it's for a problem. Insulin you need. If it's too much, it's a problem. Too less. And Allah by Himself, every baby that is born, Allah made him perfect. Hey, now and then to show us some babies got a problem. But generally the babies Allah gave, their blood pressure is perfect. Their sugar level is perfect. Their cholesterol is perfect. And if we maintain a balance in our life, in our diet, our eating, lifestyle, we are fit. And one of the greatest exercises is to walk to the masjid where it's practical. And we do that amount of walking. And our namazes we make, then your body will get your exercises also. So everything has been incorporated in our deen. If we upset that, we don't get up for Fajr. The best time for health is at the time of Fajr. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Subah ki hawa, lakh rupiye ki dawa. The air of the morning, oxygen, is better than million grains of dawa, of medicine. But if we are sleeping that time, and in the morning, from the time of tahajjud till about sunrise, one tree gives oxygen which is enough for 60 people. So if you take a walk in a place where there is a park, there are plants, there are trees, you will be getting sufficient oxygen. And oxygen, many people suffer from ghabraat. Hey, they get agitated, they can't sort of breathe, their mind is not working, they want to run out of the house. Many women are suffering from this. They just want to get away. Like one of the causes is lack of oxygen. And your whole body, your heart needs oxygen. Your lungs need oxygen. Your liver needs, your whole body needs oxygen. And today there is a therapy where they fill you with oxygen. Whether it works or not, that is something. But it's a important. In the morning, 1:13 gives 60. If we get up for tahajjud, even better. Otherwise Allah made it for us, get up for fajr. Go to the masjid. Take that fresh oxygen of the morning. It's going to help you tremendously. And then during the day, that oxygen, and with man, with all his industrialization, how much of carbon dioxide all the cars are giving off. How many factories, what fumes they are giving off. And we don't take the morning oxygen, no balance. We are just taking in fumes, carbon dioxide all the time. That is when you start getting sick. The vital organs of your body are not functioning properly now. So Islam has given us that. So this Allah Ta'ala says that wa nafsiyu wa ma sawwaha, all these inside things must be also balanced. Then more than that which is important, your sifat, your qualities. A man is not by the things which he owns. A man's value is by the akhlaq and qualities that he has got. If we think our value is, today we make people's value according to the car the person is driving, or the house that he's living in, or his bank balance, or his investments that he has got. We attach value to people according to that. So if your value is you got a double story, triple story house, and it's the best house in the whole of Bandhuk, but in that house there is a mouse also living. And that mouse say, I'm living in a double, triple story house. So my value is also very great. And in fact, the mouse say, I don't have to pay water and lights account. I don't have to do painting and renovating, and I don't have to do anything. These people are my servants who are working, who are staying in this house. They are maintaining the house. I just eat free. And I'm living free. And I'm living in a... So, by the house, it's not your value. If your car gives you value, that I'm driving a Mercedes, I'm driving a Porsche, I'm driving a Rolls Royce, if that is giving you value, in that car, there is a fly also that comes in. And that fly, you doesn't have to pay for petrol to fill up. The fly doesn't have to drive. It just sits and it's enjoying itself. In fact, it troubles you, comes in your nose, comes in your ear while you're driving. It's troubling you. But that fly say, I'm traveling in a Mercedes, I'm driving in a Rolls Royce. My value, see, who am I? No, that is not the value. Value is your akhlaq, your character. And a person, for example, a person who can swallow his anger. Anger is one thing that comes to almost every person. You have anger. And if you can't control, your anger is not in balance also. That you take out your anger on your wife, on your workers, you swear them, you hit them, your children, nobody likes you. Because you can be living in a double-story house. How many wives fall and they say we can rather stay in a stunt shanty, but with this man I can't stay. He's a rotten man. Also, if we think, it's not a long time ago, when our ladies, when they were making breakfast, they would open, crack the eggs, open them in a saucer or in a bowl, and then put it in the frying pan. Because many eggs used to come out rotten also. But now they got such machines, and the eggs are scanned. And they see properly, and they are graded, double A, A, first grade egg, second grade egg. So now the eggs come out, not one rotten one. Now the ladies, we see them, they open the egg straight into the frying pan. They are sure it's not going to be rotten. Before, when we bought rice, we knew in the rice there are pieces of stone also, and pieces of grass, etc. also. And we paid for it, the price of rice we paid. Now I saw one place, they were cooking for a wedding, and they just slipped the plastic packet of the rice and direct into the lake. No washing, it comes polished now. Forget washing. The rice comes polished. Not one, nobody finds when he's eating rice, a piece of stone came in his mouth. Or there's some grass, it comes so clean. Man made effort on things for this body, for nafs. And he didn't make effort on qualities, on character. We find today eggs are coming out all 100% correct. But almost every second marriage, every second wife is a rotten wife. And divorces are taking place. Every second husband is a rubbish husband. And divorces are taking place because we didn't make effort on the roof. We are making effort on things. We are flying in the air. We are sailing on the water. We are doing everything else. Our cars, air conditioned, computerized, everything is there. Soon the cars are going to come which won't need a driver. You just punch in where you want to go and the car will travel on its own. But man didn't computerize to go to Jannah. And unfortunately it must not happen that man goes to Jahannam. So the important thing is to bring a balance. We are doing so much for dunya, the whole world. Non-believers are doing, even believers, Muslims. We are practically really analyze our life. We are mostly only doing for dunya. What are we doing for our ruh? What are we doing for our akhirah, our qabr? What are we doing for our deen? How much are we sacrificing for our deen? So this is what is required. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'll just summarize the ayahs. This body, we made it also. And if you keep the balance of the body, the balance of the universe will come. And man will enjoy barakat everywhere. وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah says, we put the desire of self also in man. And we gave him the power of doing good also. If your car only got accelerator, no brakes, that you're the danger on the road. You need brakes also. And if it only got brakes and no accelerator, you can't go anywhere. So you need to press the accelerator also. When you are free, you can drive. But when there's danger, press your brakes also. So the both things Allah put, the desire of sin also, and that is accelerated. And Allah gave us our brakes also. You got lust in you. Allah put your desire of lust. You like woman. Allah put it in you. No problem. But Allah said, do it the right way. Make nikah. Get married to a woman. Now any other woman come in front of you, put sharp brakes. Don't even look at her. Don't think about her. Your own wife, the whole night you sleep with her. No problem whatsoever. So Allah gave the accelerator, Allah gave the brakes. You got anger, take out your anger for haram things. Your wife, your children not making five times namaz, not getting up fajr. That is where your anger must come out. When they break one cup in the house, they broke a window, now you become angry for dunya's things. And for deen's things, no anger. Bring it also in proportion and balance it also. Even if he didn't make his fajr, don't kill him in your anger. Use your anger and guide it in the right way. So Allah Ta'ala has given us فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And Allah put us in this worldly life of 60, 70 years so that we can bring the balance properly. Between the nafs and the ruh, bring the balance properly. A person who has done that, Allah says he has gained full success. And a person who hasn't, خَابَ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. A person is in total loss who destroyed the balance, who didn't bring a balance at all. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, our honest master, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he got married also, he did business also. Ibadat of Allah he did properly. Effort of deen he did fully. Everything he did, a balanced life. That is the life that we must live. For that we need a guide to guide us to this. We can't just get it on our own. We need somebody to guide us. Therefore it's necessary that a person must have a proper sheikh to guide him on this path of this balance. There mustn't be an imbalance. And if you get the proper share and you follow his teaching, wallahi te pasam and say, you will find that joy in your heart in this world, the enjoyment of Jannah already. And if you don't, and you just live your life on your own and you try and even bring the balance on your own, you will suffer the consequences of Jahannam in this world. Hey, you will be parishan, you will be always in anxiety, no peace you will find. If you don't correct it, Allah has declared this. And at the end of the surah, Allah gave the example of the people of Thamud. What a great crime they committed. They killed the Na'atullah, the camel which they asked themselves. And they saw the camel coming out from a rock, a miracle of Allah. But because they did not do their tazkiyah, they went to this extent that Allah's miracle, they killed it also. And the Nabi of Allah, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, was pleading with them that this is Allah's camel. How can you people do such a thing? But they didn't care. And then Allah says, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah destroyed them completely. And there was nothing left of them. So that in short, in one word, one sentence, we are here to bring a balance. And for a balance, we need a guide to teach us. A person who is experienced, who has walked the way already. Otherwise, we are still amateurs. We are still premature. We haven't reached there. Those who have walked this way, follow their direction, and our path will be easy. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. There will be a ladies' program in the afternoon. Where will it? In the ladies' section, inshallah. And tonight after Maghrib, there will be also a bayan. Please try and attend also. Call other brothers as well also.